All right, so this is part two of Skippy John Jones and the Big Bones. All right, so right now, part one, we ended with the door opened and tumbled the kitty boy on an avalanche of old doggy bones. The next thing he knew, the kitty boy was waking up on the couch. "What happened?" said Skippito. Skippy John Jones. "Don't you remember, Sugar Beet?" asked Mama Juma Jones. "You decided to return Darwin's dog bones." "All of them?" said Skippito. "That's right, Skippy." "That's right, Dumpling," said Mama proudly. That was that same night. The kitty boy found Mr. Perfect still sitting in the corner, all covered in bones. "My Skippy sources," and dragged the cat over to his big boy in bed for a good night bounce. "Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones. I am not a dog fighter, but I still have some bones, because I'm the decider." And then he decided to go to sleep. The end. I hope you like Skippy John Jones and the Big Bones. Goodbye.